السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. نحمده ونصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. We come now to a very very serious mistake, right? A terrible mistake that many men make, right? Some don't even regard it as a mistake, others slip up, right? But this is a very very serious mistake. What is this mistake? For a husband to shout and rebuke, and sometimes when you're shouting and rebuking, you may even start belittling. Man is shouting his wife, right? He's angry now, he's shouting his wife. Now she may say something, he may say, "You stupid woman." Right? Now he's belittling her, right? Now where he's doing all of this? In front of the children. This is the biggest mistake a man can make. Is to belittle and rebuke and argue with the wife in front of the children. Right? If a person is upset about something, wait for the right time, alone with his wife, in the room. Discuss it. If he needs to shout his wife also for something, maybe she's not listening, right? He's telling her that, "See, I don't want you to be on this chat groups. I don't want that when we're sitting for supper, we're having supper now, and you busy with your phone, it's not nice. The whole family, we're sitting together," right? So now she's not listening or whatever. Now he needs to rebuke her, right? Now maybe he's having supper, and now again, he just spoke to her yesterday. Now again, supper time, and again she's on the phone. Right? Now he indicates to her, and she says, I'm finishing now. Just one message. Now he's fuming now, right? He's angry. He's very angry. But he must swallow the anger. He must wait. Right? Supper is over. Everything. Children are gone to do their homework, whatever. Now call her in the room. Close the door. Now rebuke her. No problem. Shout her. Right? But not in front of the children. Now, shouting the wife in front of the children has many negative impacts. One is, when the children, see, when you shouting the wife in front, a man shouting his wife in front of the children, she won't keep quiet. She won't keep quiet. She needs to now also protect her self-respect, her dignity. So she's going to start justifying, she's going to start taking out some fault of the husband's, right? So one is, both the husband and the wife, the mother and the father now, they have lost their respect in front of the children. That's one. Number two, this is very unsettling for the children. I explained this to you in another lesson, that for the children, their anchor, their support is their parents. When there's problems here, the children feel very unsettled, and this psychologically affects them. Now if it happened on a once-off, right, a man made a mistake, or the mother made a mistake, or whatever, the children too will understand. But when it's happening all the time, it affects them psychologically. Now this effect, what is the end result? Either the child also will become abusive, right? If it's a boy, when he grows up, that's the only way he learned how to assert his authority. Right? So when he grows up, he's going to treat his wife in the same way, because that's what he saw his father doing. Right? Or He becomes a recluse. He becomes a recluse. He is very unproductive, whether it's in school, madrasa, amongst friends. He becomes a candidate for drugs. He becomes a candidate for bad company, because he is not finding peace and solace at home. So he's going to look for it elsewhere. Right? So you're either going to get a person who's an introvert, right? So he's going to get involved in wrong in this way, and he won't really produce results. He won't really be a successful person. Or you're going to get a person who got a rebellious attitude. Now he will go and become the school bully. He will go and become a madrasa bully. Right? He will want to be a gangster walking on the street, because he needs to vent this frustration that he's feeling. He needs to vent it somewhere. Right? Then, if it's a girl, 9 out of 10 times, a girl also has two type personality, right? Either she too goes away into like a shell. As soon as the father starts screaming, she goes away into a shell. Right? And this is not good for her. Later on in life, if her husband doesn't know how to break that shell, their marriage would end in divorce. Right? Because anything, if the husband just have to ask her to pack one bag also, she can't function. Because she's thinking, now if I make a mistake here, he's going to come and start swearing and shouting, how my father used to come and swear and shout at my mother. So she's always like walking on eggshells, nervous. Right? And the second type of situation is where the girl grows up with this attitude. She's more bold, right? So she grows up with this attitude that, you know what? I will never allow a man to take advantage over me. I'm not my mother. I'm not going to make the mistake my mother made. So what happens to her now? She goes on another extreme. She doesn't want to take any instructions. If the husband has to tell her something for her own good also, she wants to fight back. Now why she's fighting back? The husband can't understand. I'm just telling her something nicely. For example, say the husband tells her that, you know what, we'll leave for Durban after I come from work. So, you know, I try and have the bags and all that packed, but 12 o'clock latest, we must leave. Right, now there's nothing wrong in what he's saying. Now she turns around. What you think? I won't be ready. How? I know we have to leave at 2 o'clock. I'll have the bags packed. Now, why is she responding like this? Now he is totally dumbfounded. No, what did I say now? What triggered this off now? What's she gone on a tandem for? But you see, she is building walls. She, when she came into the marriage, she has built herself a fortress around her. Nobody must try and break one brick here. So if she just feels a little threatened that the husband is just being a little bit authoritative, or he's instructing her or something, immediately she will go on the defensive and offensive. And he can't understand what's going on in this woman's mind. But because of her past, she feels, you know what, I'm not going to let any man take advantage over me, like how that man took advantage over my mother. Right? So these things have very far-reaching psychological consequences. Right? But that's with the children. Now come to the wife. The wife also, right? When she's always getting shouting, she's always, either she's going to go into a cocoon, right? She can't function, nervous, simple chores after that she can't do. She doesn't even try to do something to impress the husband, because everything you try to do, you just get a swearing and a shouting. Right? Or she's going to become rebellious. If she's a boisterous type, she's going to become rebellious. Right? But worse than all of this, you see, when the husband shouts the wife in front of the children, now he's gone for namaz, right? He had an outburst here, and now he's gone for namaz. The wife now, who she's going to take this thing out on? Must remember, she needs authority in the home. Because the husband is not there the whole day to sort the children out and make sure they're doing their homework and their rooms are neat and all. Who has to do all that? The mother. Right? So if the mother doesn't have any authority in the home, if the father comes and belittles her, now she needs to regain that authority again. So when the husband moves away, she starts taking off with the children. Let's go do your homework here. Just, what is this thing? For nothing. Right? For nothing, now they start collecting it. That's when they're small. And if you got a rebellious teenager in the home, little bit sharp in the wrong ways, he plays one against the other. He plays one parent against the other. Right? He knows now the father's opinion of the mother is that she is very short-sighted and she is a stupid woman and she's like this and she's like that. So now when the mother tries to put some rule in place for that daughter or that son, the daughter or son will go by the father and get his way through the father. And when the father has to shout, then the child will come to the mother. Yeah, you know, daddy is always shouting you also, and he just shouts me. So the child plays one against the other and gets away with, as they say in English, get away with murder. So all these things have very far-reaching consequences. Right? So a husband has to understand that the wife is the manager in the home. And he has to always maintain her authority. He cannot strip her of her authority in front of her subjects, which are her children and the maid and the garden boy and everybody else. Because she has to manage the affairs of the home. So they need to know that the father has given the authority to the mother. And the father has got a very, very high regard of the mother. Whatever she says goes. So they can't take a chance here. Very recently I was traveling with one couple, right? Myself, Napa, and that person and his wife. So we were traveling. So, now they like around our age, same age group. So they got one son, one daughter. So the daughter needed to do some chores or something. So the father told the son that he must take his sister, you know, to do certain things. And they're supposed to finish by a certain time, right? Now the son phones the father, complaining that the sister is not finished as yet, and I got this certain work to do and I need to go. And so the father is trying to pacify the son now, that no, just now she'll be finished now, don't do silly things. And so the son is trying to tell the father that no, I'm going, she can carry on her work here, when she's finished you all can pick her up or something, because now I need to go now. So the father is trying to explain to the son. So the mother told the father, so give me the phone, please. She took the phone, she told the son, so boy, find yourself one chair there and sit down till your sister is finished. When she's finished, you will take her and you will go home and you won't do anything else. Do you understand? Assalamu alaikum. Finish. Now, why she can do that? Because the father has given her the authority. The children know that, hey, the mother talks, we have to listen. But when the father doesn't do that, becomes a major problem, because father's got a lot of other things to do. They are not there to manage the affairs of the home. They are there to provide. Father will go out to work, he'll go in Jamaat, program. He's not in the house for so many hours. The mother has to be there with the children. And now if you have to belittle her, now how is she going to manage her home? Understand? So one is psychological problems, one is running affairs and many other things, right? Now all this stems from anger. All this stems from anger. That we cannot control our anger. This is where the problem comes. So what we need to understand is that anger is a disease. Anger is a disease. Anger is not, I'm showing my authority and I'm showing how powerful I am. Anger is a disease. It's a filthy thing. If a person cannot control his anger, it doesn't make him a macho person if he can show his anger. No, he's a foolish person. He can't control his anger. A strong person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, strong person is not the one who can wrestle the other person to the ground. Strong person is that person who can swallow his anger. He can control himself. When people are get teens, whatever, and a person loses it, is out of control, going fighting with this one, that one, somebody bigger than him too or not. Now among the circle of friends, say, hey, this fellow, I don't play with him. You know, his head go, he'll whack this one and that one. That's not a good quality. He just tells the teacher off also. He can tell anybody off. That's not a good quality. Good quality is be able to swallow the anger. To be able to control oneself. Maintain one's good akhlaq. No matter what the situation. They say the only haram drink that you get sawab to swallow is anger. It's a haram drink. Anger is haram. Obviously anger, wrong kind of anger, is haram. But you get sawab if you swallow it. So now they're giving us a few points here, right? To assist and help us. Number one, learn the dua for entering the home. Right? Because when we will enter the home, reciting the dua, making salam, entering with a cheerful face, then shaitan can't come in the house. So shaitan is the one who stokes the anger. When shaitan comes in the house, shaitan can't sit still. Right? When he comes in the house, now he must make some tamasha. There's the only thing he knows to do, make tamasha. So now, if we don't enter our homes with salam, with dua, with a smile, with Allah's name, then shaitan comes with us in the house. It's a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But when we make salam and enter the house, we read the dua, we enter with a cheerful face, then shaitan can't come in the house. So that's number one. Number two, whenever we feel that we are getting angry, this anger is going out of control, go make wudu. Move away, go and make wuzu. Right? Take your time, make wuzu properly, use a miswak properly, everything. Rather bite the miswak, no problem. You're holding the miswak so tight, you break the miswak, no problem. But go and make wuzu. Wuzu has a cooling effect. Make wuzu, read 2 rakats namaz, read some Quran Sharif, move away. Move away. And sometimes ladies, they don't understand, you know. You can move away. They'll come behind you. Yeah, but then rather go away from the house. Go early for namaz. You don't want to get into an argument, a fight. Right? Now put your earphones, listen to one by one, right? Close your room door, stay inside. Say, I'm coming just now. Till you cool off. So ladies sometime, they must have a last say. They can't keep quiet. That's how they are, right? So you just go to tolerate it. Now you let them have the last say. Yeah, right. Yeah, you're right. If you stop talking and stop arguing, how long are they going to keep talking? They can keep on talking. They can go on. But never mind, you must just carry on. Just keep quiet. Go to start doing some paperwork, start doing something. Get your mind off. Right? Number three. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he who swallows his anger when he is able to extract revenge, Allah Ta'ala will call him out on the day of Qiyamah in front of the entire makhluk and reward him with any hoor of Jannah that he desires. So every time your wife is making you angry, just think to yourself that she is in fact trying to organize your hoor in Jannah. Right. She's trying to organize your hoor in Jannah. So it's not such a bad thing. So Raya, just keep quiet. She's giving you an opportunity to acquire a hoor in Jannah of your choice. So why are you getting angry with her? Keep quiet. If you swallow the anger, now you can get to... In fact, if she's very angry, you should tell her that. Just make sure she don't have a frying pan with hot oil or something in her hand. Tell her, you know what now, you carrying on like this and I'm swallowing my anger, you know what's going to happen now. I'm going to get on hoor that side. So you rather keep quiet. You don't want me to have a second wife over here. How you over there, what's going to happen now? Every time you're making me angry and I'm keeping quiet, I'm going to get another hoor that side. Maybe you should keep quiet or you'll maybe get the frying pan, I don't know. Right? Besides this, it is stated in the Quran Sharif, right, this is the meaning of the ayat of the Quran, and Jannat whose span extends beyond the earths and the skies is prepared for the muttaqeen, those who spend in good, right, those who spend, whether they are in good or constrained circumstances, right? Alladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra. Who are, Allah Pak is describing who are the people of taqwa who are going to go to the Jannat. So Allah Pak says that they are the ones who spend, whether they are in a good circumstances or they are in a constrained circumstances. والكاظمين الغيظ. And they swallow their anger. والعافين عن الناس. They overlook the faults of others. والله يحب المحسنين. And Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good. So keep this ayat kareema in mind. Right? Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi reports from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, if any one of you is angry, remain silent. Because when you're angry and you're going to talk, you're going to say wrong things. Rather be quiet. Right. Number five. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that if a person who is angry is standing, he should sit down. If he is sitting, he should lie down. Right. So they're giving one remedy here. Says another effective remedy is to write on a piece of paper and place it on a wall or at a place where you will regularly see it. I always say put it on your phone, on your put it as a screensaver. What must put there? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has more power and control over me than I have over my subordinates. It should not be that I punish and rebuke others more than what is due, then I will be taken to task for it in this world and in the hereafter. A person writes something like this and he always contemplates over it. Whenever he gets angry, just take his phone and read it. But when you take your phone to read it, your wife will be shouting, now when I'm talking to you, now you're looking in the phone. But never mind, you know you're looking in the phone, you're thinking of your Allah. You don't want to get angry. Okay? Jee, let me stop here. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. I went to that Hyde Park, you know, in London. It was at Hyde Park. So they got one place there, they call it Speaker's Corner. Anybody comes there, bichara, nobody is listening to them anywhere else. So they come here with one stool or something, one small, and then you get those two-step ladders, you know. They bring the thing, they stand on top and they start giving a talk. Anything you want to talk, whatever you want to talk, you can go start talking. One man, Muslim man, was there, he's talking about deen. Some Christian fellow is there, he's talking about Christianity. Another fellow was standing there with his chair, nobody's coming to stand by him. So he wasn't saying anything. So they just go and stand up, they get a small audience, they start talking. But the one who had the biggest audience was that Muslim man talking about deen. Some were against him, some were for him, but he had the biggest audience, right? And then there was one fellow, bichara, he was talking about feminism. So he is saying, the whole world is focused around women's rights and feminism and men mustn't do this and must allow women to do that. But nobody is worried about how much pressure this is putting on the men. What about the men now? The ladies are gone in charge now and like this and like that. You see, the system of the kuffar must fail. It must fail. Allah Ta'ala's system is always correct. Allah Ta'ala said, "Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa." That system will always be correct. Once you try to reverse the roles or you try to make it all equal or whatever, you're definitely going to end up with problems. Khair, we'll stop here. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته